Young Billy is doing really well, Frank. He's just doing incredibly well.
And you are continuing to raise awareness. I think last week the spotlight was on that big run round Northern Ireland, and your other young son was doing the run and raising awareness of the cannabis oil. Any reaction to that?
Absolutely phenomenal, Frank. Unbelievable, the support that Kylie received from every town he entered. It was unreal. We're sort of like really just blown away, Frank, by the support and the generosity of the public. We just really never expected. I'm still reeling from the messages and the emails that I've received. It's been unbelievable, Frank. It's just, I still don't know. I'm lost for words. I still don't know what to say to the people out there. It's just incredible. We're just like a wee family from the country, you know, Frank, and we are just, you know, battling to keep Billy alive. But to get that sort of support from the public in Northern Ireland has just been unreal.
Charlotte, there will be some people, of course, who haven't heard our previous conversations. Just in a few sentences, mm-hmm. just remind us of the situation, the background on the situation.
Billy, well, I rushed him here to Los Angeles for life-saving treatment, as it wasn't available in at home or within the UK. And we've been here now actually just over 3 months, would you believe it? Billy has a life-threatening form of epilepsy. He's intractable epilepsy, but he's also a status epileptic, which just means that every single seizure that Billy has, I have to go in with a rescue medication to stop the seizure. But he goes blue as well, so I have to get the oxygen on him. And he's went through here in Los Angeles an intense epilepsy surgical evaluation, where the medical team here discovered that he had a lesion on his left temporal lobe on his brain, and that was actually causing this new breakthrough of life-threatening seizures. And because the actual surgery is going to be slightly more complicated than they anticipated, they decided to try Billy, you know, the CBD oil to hold the seizures at bay until they decide what form they're going to do the surgery in. Then he'd been on the CBD for 2 weeks and doing really well, and then we went back to the medical team for a consultation, and it was then that Dr. Nordley informed me that he felt that we should now try the CBD with a small strain of the THC in it.
This is the cannabis oil you're talking about?
Yes, the cannabis oil. He said because when they've looked at Billy's tests and his scans, the lesion where it's situated on Billy's brain on the left temporal lobe, if they were to go in and do the surgery now, they would have to take the whole left temporal lobe, which would mean that Billy would lose his speech and his memory. So because he's now prescribed the cannabis oil with the small strain of the THC in it, he's hoping, and well, I'm hoping as well and praying, that they think that if they can get the lesion to heal and the THC and the cannabis oil combined has been known to do it before. It's been known to heal like tumours in the brain and very serious conditions that people have. So Billy is now going to be on the CBD with the THC component in it for the next 4 to 6 weeks.
And would you be hoping that would be available to him in Northern Ireland at some time?
Oh God, Frank, yes, because even then, when Billy has his surgery, what they're hoping to do, I should say, is that they can then just remove the lesion and save Billy's memory and speech, okay? So, but even after surgery, it's the medical protocol is that Billy would have to remain on some epilepsy medication for 2 years, and in Billy's case, it's going to be the medicinal cannabis. So this is where, that's why we're campaigning to have it legalised in Northern Ireland. So,
and the letter was dropped in as part of that run that your son did around the country.
Yes.
Any reaction from Health Minister on that?
No, not as yet. But we'll see. It's early days, Frank. It's early days yet.
It's early days, but it's a long, long journey for you, Charlotte. And people are thinking about you. Thank you for the update. Regards to Billy.
Okay.
And I hope Christmas is as pleasant as it possibly can be, considering you've been away from home for so long, Charlotte. But thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.